Hiccup said nothing. "That, dear cousin," sneered Snotlout, "is how to sword fight." He put his sword back in its scabbard. "Yup," he said, very pleased with himself. "I'm a genius. I'm going to make the best chief this tribe has ever had."
"It's just a shame," said Fishlegs, "that your brain isn't as big as one of your nostrils."
Snotlout looked irritated for a second as all the other boys laughed. He grabbed Hiccup by the scruff of the neck and lifted him clear off the ground. Amazing how the wooden case to that sword fell off, wasn't it? He spat right into Hiccup's face. "You were lucky this time. But the question is, can you be lucky all the time? Think about it, loser. Come on, dog's breath. Let's leave the girlies to get their beauty sleep." He dropped Hiccup, and as he went, he trod heavily and deliberately on one of Fishlegs' hands. "Whoops," laughed Snotlout.
"Huh, huh, huh, huh,"
snorted Dog's Breath the Durbrain, and they jogged off.
"If Snotlout is ever chief of this tribe, I'm emigrating," said Fishlegs, shaking his hand.
"Are you all right, Fishlegs?" asked Hiccup with concern as he gazed down on Fishlegs, still lying flat on his back.
"Perfect," croaked Fishlegs, coughing up a bit more seawater. "I do love an early morning swim. How about you?"
"Oh, couldn't be better, really," said Hiccup bleakly, taking off one of his boots and pouring out a flood of seawater on a couple of small fish. "My first day at pirate training, and I've already been humiliated by my pathetic sword fighting, beaten to a pulp, shipwrecked, and narrowly escaped death by drowning, and it's not even 10 o'clock yet."
"Maybe it was the sword that was the problem,"
suggested Fishlegs, kindly but untruthfully. Hiccup brightened up. "You could be right," he said eagerly. "It felt a bit light in my hands. Perhaps I need something a bit chunkier, you know, to get some weight behind my swing." He did a few imaginary lunges in the air. "That must be it, because I still have this feeling that sword fighting is going to be my thing, you know?"
Yes,
said Fishlegs, not wanting to hurt Hiccup's feelings by mentioning that it had been the worst display of sword fighting he had seen, ever.
"And you need a lot more practice, don't you think?"
Hiccup nodded enthusiastically. "Anyway," he said, "we need to get after the others. I'm freezing, and have a horrible feeling that some idiot is going to suggest opening that coffin, which says quite clearly, do not open. It would be just the sort of mindlessly stupid thing they would do."
"What do you think could be in it?"
asked Fishlegs. "I don't know," said Hiccup, "but a pirate like Grimbeard the Ghastly won't have hidden the treasure in it without booby-trapping it in some way. You read what it said on the top. A man like him could have thought of all sorts of unpleasant surprises." Fishlegs sighed and struggled to his feet. They set off slowly towards the hooligan village, Toothless hitching a ride on Hiccup's helmet.
"They wouldn't open it, would they?"
worried Fishlegs.
Surely, 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 they couldn't be that stupid.